Okay, we're on page 11, which says, the second paragraph, which says, Derech HaChassidus Bnuya. Derech HaChassidus Bnuya, the Matara, that's where we're up to. Not going to review all that we've been learning, but where we're holding is talking throughout this Maimer of Rav Motel Zilber about a way in Avodas Hashem Bechlal, and specifically in the Avoda of Tikkun HaMidos, which is based upon the Mahalach, the way of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. We spoke specifically about kinna, jealousy, and kas, anger, gaiva, and in each one we saw how it's possible to address that particular mida in the way of seichel, using different strategies and so on, or in the way of chassidus, noyer the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, which we traced back, of course, to the way that the Torah was given, panim bepanim, in that way of a person being able to rise to a higher place in his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mimela, to not to have to contend or struggle with things the way that he would normally if it was just left up to his own seichel and to his own devices. So we need to understand more about what this means and what this derech is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this to be in the world before Mashiach comes, to prepare us for Mashiach. And so we're going to move ahead. Derech HaChassidus, page 11. Derech HaChassidus, Bnuyi v'matar lahaytzi l'garlis as ha'kaychus hanalim shel adam. The whole way of Chassidus is that a person should be focused on drawing out that which is holy within himself, to connect to his own neshama, to be megala, to reveal the hidden kaiches that a person has. V'lo kol kach lidbor also u'lahagdil chasunaysav. And Chassidus very, very, spends very little time and energy on pointing out our deficiencies. Not that Chassidus Yisfarim are not aware of those deficiencies, and not that it's not touched upon, but it certainly is not the focal point of the Derech HaChassidus, making demands where we feel that those demands are contradicting our nature, our personalities, our madrigas. As he goes on to explain, anybody that's learned the Chassidus form knows that there's very little talk about chesreinus, about these problems and deficiencies. Kiim lahagdil es hakoiches hatoivim vahagnuzim shel haneshama. The whole way of the Baal Shem Tov and the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov is to magnify, to empower, to strengthen, to draw out the tremendous good koiches that are hidden inside each and every one of us. Now the whole world talks about this. When it comes to education, when it comes to everything, everybody in the world is talking this way. Of course, this was very revolutionary when it came out, when the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and his Talmidim developed this. But this is, as we learned, this goes back to the beginnings. This is, goes back to Maimon HaSinai. B'vadai she'yev shalo adam lahalim atzmo menechasrayin ishabai. Certainly, one is not allowed to cover up his chasrayinis. One is not allowed to make believe that everything is perfect, everything is fine. Hanim shochim mitzad haguf. There are many chesronis that we all have that are the result of the fact that we're not just neshamas, but we're neshamas that are connected to a guf. And because of that relationship between the neshama and the guf, and that we're living in a physical world, we have chesronis. Nobody's making believe that these chesronis don't exist on page 11. No one's covering up or making believe they don't exist. Aval ikar ha'avayda ein svichilios al inyanim eil. But the Ikra Avayda Chassidus is not talking about the Chassidus. Or the Ikra Yeshlis Asik B'Koiches Hanalim Shel HaNeshama. Instead of speaking about the Chassidus that we have, instead of focusing on the Chassidus, which, as we'll talk a little bit more, usually causes a person to be misyayish, to give up. Instead, Chassidus focuses on the koiches hanalim shel haneshama, the great koiches that the neshama has. V'achein hoyu harbe she'ovdu bi'ikar al nekudazu. She'yedah ha'odam, she'kame she'yashles atzma she'olu l'madregis ramais, ha'yodayim be'etzem chomi v'gashmi. He says, when you look in many svarim, many of the Musa svarim, and quite honestly, many of the things that we heard, most of what we heard growing up, spoke of how easy it is for a person to fool himself, to deceive himself. And if you start to talk about, even now, recently, a bracha told me he was learning Sfas Emes, and he's in yeshiva, which I thought Sfas Emes was okay in yeshiva, I don't know. So there was a mashgiach there, or a rabbi or something, an American fellow, that told him that this is not amahalach, you're not ready for this is talking about very, very big things and great things. In other words, obviously there are things that we're not ready for and we shouldn't be learning. But what oftentimes we're hearing is that if we are taking a greater interest in understanding the neshama, what the neshama is, and hearing the exalted words of tzaddikim about the madregas of a Jew, so then along will come a very well-meaning rabbi or sefer, for that matter, from whenever it was, and say, listen, you're fooling yourself, you're deceiving yourself, this is not a sefer for you. You're just, basically, you know who you are, and you're not holding, that's the word, you're not holding by any of this. This is not your madrega. You're be'etzem, who are you? You're a chomer v'gashmi. Let's face it, you're physical, very, very, you're a person on a low level, but you're a very simple and plain person that's caught up in this world. What are you doing with Sfas Emes? What are you doing with the Tanyas and these things? It's not for people like you. Avalo kein hu derech Chassidus. This was not the way of Chassidus. Shagam she'emes nochen hadavar, she'guf adam hu shofel v'chaymri, even though it's 100% true. Our bodies are dragging us down. And the guf adam, the guf of a human being, is something which is very low and very base. Avalo lezet zorech lesyachis v'akish medavim al guf v'chum yisa'odam. Yes, and we have to know. And when we speak about the guf, when we speak about chumrius, about physical things, we have to understand that's not the tachlis of life, and that is not the essence of what a person is. Avot tzarech ladas shezo rak ha'tofel shebe'adam. But that doesn't define the person. To say to somebody that you're not a bal madrega, you shouldn't be thinking about the neshama, you shouldn't be learning from the talk about these great things, because you're just a plain person. There is a part of us that's plain. There is a part of us that's small. There is a part of us that's very pathetic. That's the body. But a Jew has a neshama. And the neshama is chalishing for some nourishment, for some food. Ve'ein ze'atzmiyuso mahuso ha'amitis shel ha'odam. But the essence of a Jew is not, God forbid, the body. That's not his essence. That doesn't define who the person is. Therefore, many who felt that they were following in the way of the Balei HaMusar, they missed this point. They just missed this entirely. And they came to the conclusion, he's not talking about the big tzaddikim, but many people. Again, this is mostly what we heard. And the ki'ilu, they understood. Ki'ilu, the chelok ha'chom yishev adam zo ikar adam. That the ikar of a person, the ikar of a Jew, is his body. And that's why you look at him, you begin to see him as an individual who is base, who is low, who is very weak kaiches. And therefore, you constantly are repeating and reviewing the chesrinas, what's lacking, what's missing, what's wrong, what's disgusting, what's horrible, what you shouldn't be doing, what God doesn't want, what's an aveira, what's an issa, what's a deraisa, what's a drabanan, what's bad. It is nowadays. Again, it's very common, instead of speaking to our children about how great the neshama is and the koiches of neshama that a Jew has, instead all it is saying how the welt is disgusting, the computer is disgusting, the whole world is out to get you, the streets are disgusting, your parents themselves are not necessarily big b'nei Torah, and so Mayasa ben Veleachta, he was set up. He was told everything that's wrong with him. He was told everything that's bad. He was told everything that's weak. Everything in him that's dragging him down. But he was never told about the karchis that he has to lift himself up. He doesn't know about those. If you ask a typical, you could try, ask a typical person who learned in yeshiva. I'm not talking about a ninth grader. Try asking somebody that learned koilah for 5 years. Just to say this, what's the difference between nefesh, ruach, and neshama? What does it mean, nefesh? What's a ruach, what's a neshama? What are the 13 ikam of emuna? What does it mean? What does it mean, emuna? What's emuna? What's a neshama? I don't want to make any shalom bias problems telling you to ask your husbands. What's a neshama? What's a neshama? He can tell you what the internet is and the tomb of the street, and he can tell you how this rabbi is no good and this guy is a sheikh and how this is the wrong neighborhood and this is the wrong shul. But what good? What about what Yiddishkeit is? What about the neshama? What about the essence of a Jew? So that is exactly what the Baal Shem Tov was focused on. He said the way to fight against evil is not by telling them how evil is. They'll find that on their own. The way to fight evil was with Tov. And a Jew be'etzim has within him, a Jew be'etzim has a chelik elokam yimal, is filled with godliness. But if you don't know what godliness is, or if someone tells you that godliness is just to learn and don't ask questions, or another shmooze about something that might not have anything to do with that individual's life, or another shmooze about how this is bad and how that is wrong, so then he doesn't know what kaiches he has to contend with what's wrong in the world. Kilo Sabah Shechelik HaChomri, page 11. Kilo, the writer on the bottom, Sabah Shechelik HaChomri, Shabbatim, so Iker Adam. This whole mahalach, this whole way of looking, is while you're saying that the world is disgusting and everything in Olam Haz is disgusting, what you're saying is that, you're teaching us, we're being taught, to focus on the physical. To focus on the physical. I don't think it's necessary to explain to anybody here how non-spiritual we have often found our Orthodox community to be. How non-spiritual. Without going into any arichas. And with all of the Torah that we've learned, at the same time, all we've ever heard is about the guf and about the Adam Agashmi. We've heard that it's terrible. And we should stay away from it. But we've never heard about what the Nisham is. Or mostly, we haven't been taught what's a Nisham. What does it mean, Elokus? How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu look at each and every one of us? What's a Jew? What's a Moon? And so on. So, the opposite is taking place. The whole reason that they kept on bashing Gashmi, isn't this still all they do is talk day and night about the internet is this and the internet is that, is to pull everybody away from that. But it seems to me that our little firm world is more and more fascinated by that. Sometimes more so than people that are not from that world, from our world. They're so fascinated by it because they've heard how horrible it is and it sounds interesting. Instead of introducing us and our children to the neshama, to the koiches of the neshama, and what a yid is. And once a person comes to that place, like we've been learning this entire maimer, then he doesn't have to struggle with these darker kaiches of the world. It's not a fight. It's not a struggle. I mean, it always is. But he's an elevated person. He's a person that's above these things. He's not dragged into these things. But if the person sees himself as being essentially just as magushim, just as physically based as a guy, he doesn't understand how is he different from a guy. And again, I don't think that most of the kids nowadays have an inkling of what makes them different from a guy. Other than the fact that the guy is lucky enough to be able to do whatever he wants, and I'm not. But I don't think they have an inkling of what makes them different from a guy. I don't mean in what they do. I'm saying in who they are. I don't think that they know. What's the difference between a Jew and a guy? So, if a person sees himself as being basically the same as a guy, but he's at the same time told you can't do what the goyim do, and you can't watch what the goyim watch, you can't read what the goyim read, you can't dress the way that a goy dresses, you can't think like a goy. But the kid, he's not going to say it to you, he says, how am I different than a goy? Why am I different than a goy? So you close your eyes and you shed tears and you say that you had grandparents that were killed in the Holocaust or something, your great-grandparents were killed in the Holocaust. So that sometimes that works a little bit to feel guilty. But the Edson, he looks at himself, they don't look at themselves as different from goy. Just they do things that are different. But as far as how am I really different from a goy? But I'm not allowed to do any goyish things. And everything that they see, they're being told is goyish. So then what are we giving them and ourselves, not just the children? How are we equipped to overcome these things? So the answer is, with seichel. That's what we're learning. That's the way of with seichel. And seichel says, so you have to have a buddy system on the computer. And you make sure that the kids never are left alone with the internet. And you know, well, that's seichel. Of course. You have no choice. So you have to use seichel. But that's not the neshama. The light of the neshama is so powerful, it's so strong, that these things are ridiculous. They lose interest. They lose value. They're silly. When a Jew understands what it means to be a Jew, and when you and I connect to that part of ourselves that's godly, that's pure, that's holy, so we're not the same as goyim. Not because it's just what we do, but because of who we are. And when you know that you're somebody, when you know that you're different, so mainly you act differently. You don't want to act that way. You don't want to dress that way. You don't want to talk that way. How differently do the frum kids talk than the non-frum kids? They try not to use obscenities. They don't use this vulgar language. But the way of talking, which is a way of, that's very magushim, is the same way of talking. It's the same way of talking. They're not talking like the Chofetz Chaim. None of us are. It's the same way. So it's as if one would think that the physical part of us, that's the ikur of our lives, because that's all we ever hear about. So from the world outside, all we're ever hearing is, come, this is interesting, this is fantastic. The only thing that's important is Gashmius. And then from the world inside, all the speeches and talks we ever hear are, whatever's wrong with your life is because of Gashmius. So the one side is saying, come, Gashmius is the best. The other side is saying, stay away, Gashmius is the worst. So then what do I have? Then what do I have? The Teretz is, what they usually tell us, just learn. And at some point you'll figure it out. Just learn. Or to the girls, just get married. And it'll work itself out. But what do I have? The only thing you've told me is that Gashmius is bad. The only thing the world is telling me is that Gashmius is good. Now, a kid looks at the world and he sees they're telling me Gashmius is bad. I don't know, it looks pretty good to me. And the world is saying Gashmius is very good. This is what's going on. So, these last few minutes of Galus, what we're trying is to be officially Orthodox, officially firm, but at the same time, to be completely immersed in Gashmius like anybody else. Just on Shabbos, he turned everything off. That's not what Hashem's Baruch meant when he gave us the Torah HaSinai. U'mi she'ochaz atzmo b'chilek zeh ha'yuchem l'kerezayis b'shem dimyon. So according to this way of thinking, if you see a person who is involved in learning about the neshama and wants to connect to his neshama, then oftentimes he's described as a person who has demyonis. You're deluding yourself. Let's face it, you're not on that madrega. What do you think you're doing? You're about dimyon. You're in demyonis. Shumadam la'atma dvaram gevohim. You imagine yourself to be on such a madrega. You're talking about these high things. What are you talking about the neshama? What do you have a shaychus to these things, the neshama? What are you reading about? What are you learning about? I'm not talking about Kabbalah. I'm not talking about learning Kabbalah. But I'm talking about learning Pnimi Satar. So, k'muvan sha'akol l'fi hazman u'l'fi hamakom b'vadei she'osel lo l'adam l'ramas hazatzim v'dvarim she'enim l'fi erka. Of course, Hashem doesn't want us to fool ourselves and to deceive ourselves and to think that we've reached a certain madrega, but to strive for a certain madrega. to spend our lives investigating what does it mean, Elokus? What's the meaning of a neshama? Why does Hashem Yisbarach want us to learn Torah? What is the meaning of Torah? How can I have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? אבל הכל פעם לפי ערך, דרך החסידס הוא תומד לא דונס האדם כחלק הטוב והעליון שבו. The way of חסידס, the way of the Baal Shem Tov, is to always judge a Jew by that part of him, and to define a Jew by that part of him, which is the highest and greatest and holiest part of him. שיהיד האדם בעצמו שזוי מהוס האמיתס. And no matter what we've done in our lives, we have to know what the מהוס, who we really are. We have to know who we are, we have to draw that out from ourselves. Who we really are. But feelum adayin any day or margish ba'atzma kain, even though it's not yet fully clear to you and you don't feel it completely, yeide v'yamin to believe shezo mashu v'zo atzmuso, zo mashu v'zo atzmuso. But that's who we are, and that's the atzmus of a Jew. The essence of a Jew is holy and pure, is the neshama. V'lo achelik ha'shofel shabo, and not the lower part, not the physical things. So I'll give an example. There's a saying from one of the Gedolei HaMusar, a teaching. There's a din. We know if a person's relative died, and this individual is, according to Halacha, is supposed to receive an inheritance, a Yerusha, from the relative who passed away. So the din is, when he takes that Yerusha, now remember, this person is an Aveilus, right? He's mourning. And he gets the news, let's say it's a week after Shiva, I don't know how quickly those things move, but let's say it's a short time after Shiva, still in Shleishim. He gets the news that he just inherited $5 million. Or he just inherited a house or an estate. So the din is, Olav Levarach Berchas HaTayv HaMetiv. This wonderful thing happened to him. He got this Yerusha. He makes a bracha. What bracha for something good? Bracha HaTayv HaMetiv. Hashem did this act of kindness for me. V'hine im nishalas ha'odam. So this is it. One of the Bali Musa explained this. V'hine im nishalas ha'odam im husamech b'zeh shemeis kroivai v'hayrish la Yerusha gadol. If he asked the person, what are you making a bracha tayva meitiv? Are you happy that your father passed away? Are you happy that your grandfather, whatever it is, passed away? Grandpa's not, sitting here. But if you, are you happy that Chalil, this person died? And that you were able to receive this, the $5 million, the Yerusha? Any person would say, Chas v'sholom, I'm not happy that my father died. What do you think, I'm happy that my relative died? This Baal Musa said that person is not telling the truth. The emes is that a human being is so low, has in him this shiftless, this lowness, that he loves himself so much and he's so obsessed with his own personal desires and needs. Even though, of course, he sits shiva and he cries and he misses and so on and so forth, but the emes is he can make a bracha tova meitiv with a happy heart over a yerusha that he receives. So this Baal Musa said, that's why you make the bracha tova meitiv, because you know the truth. The truth is that even though, of course, it's chaval, your relative passed away, but be'emes, you know that inside of you there's this simcha that you got your money. So let's not play any games. Therefore, you make a brocha, hatoiv ha'meitiv. You're ganz happy with what happened. It's a terrible, terrible vart, no? It's a terrible vart. I first heard this when I was around 11 years old in Yeshiva. It's a terrible vart. What's this a mensch? And the joy that the person has, that he yashin, is stronger. Is really, really stronger than the tzar, the anguish that he has over the death of his relative. So what did this Baal Musa say? And what do the, even if he meant something else, but what do we hear? When we hear Divrei Torah like this, and there's a lot, this is just an example. When you hear Divrei Torah like this, you walk away shaking your head that this is what a human, this is what a human being, this is what a Jew is. This is the mahus of a person that I have here, that I just got up from Shiva, and I'm happy about some money. That's what a human being is. That's what a Yid is. So these Torahs that are saying these things are nimtzah shebizem mefarshim es mahus adam. What they're basically saying is, this is what a human being is. This is what a Jew is. What? Shechomri. He's so physical. He's so completely enmeshed and immersed in physical desire that the Yerusha that he receives can bring him to a toiva hametiv, because in his heart he's filled with joy, even though it was on the cheshbon of this relative passing away. It's saying that's all a person is, a selfish, self-centered animal. That's what a human being is. And there are many, many Torahs from the Bali Musar that say it outright, that a human being is a self-centered animal. If that would be chas v'shalom the truth, that what? That the physical is the essence of a Jew, his true essence, then that would be a good point. Then this teaching would be a good point. Then look how low a person is, that he's so happy that he got the Yerusha even though his relative is dead. Kidei, it's a printing mistake, not kiyat. Kidei sheyakir odom v'yeda erech atzma hamiti. So then this teaching would help us to understand, you should know this is who you are. This is what a human being is. Akama shofil hu, how low a human being is. Ad sheyesh by nekuda chomris v'anoichis, that a person has in him such a point that's so physical and that's so self-centered. The simcha is not just on the simcha that there's a hechet timsa. Yeah, I wish I could have gotten the $5 million a different way, but it was kedai. That's how low you are. Kevin sheyerusha, so because you got your yerusha. V'chein yesh l'das sheyesh midah kazayis b'nefesh ha'adam achamis. And there is such a thing, that a person who's completely preoccupied with physical things and thinks only about himself, that there is a nekuda of such selfishness. A nekuda. But that's not who he is. That's not what a Jew is, that selfishness. A Jew is not the person that went and killed that Tzaddik Baba Lazar. That's not, or the one that did that to the little boy. That's not the essence of a Jew. That's not what a Jew is. How could it happen, such a thing? It's a kasha. How you and I speak Lashon Hara. I shouldn't say you and I. It's a kasha. How we do things that each person with his own nisyanis, that we do things that are wrong. But that's not what a Jew is. That's a failed Jew. That's a Jew that is malfunctioning. But all of these teachings that we grew up with, and this type of a teaching says, no, that's who you are. The fact that you're able to squeeze out some learning, you're able to squeeze out a little bit, your shamayim is a nes, it's a wonder. Because, you know, be'etzim, you're very little different than an animal. You're very little different than an animal. Moisa adam behema ayin ki kol havel, what are you? You're very little different than an animal. You're an animal that learns. You're an animal that davens. Aval teres achasidus, einam adaberes v'einam avlita nekudazu. There is an akuda like that in a person of selfishness. Yes, and it's very scary, and we have to watch out. We have to be careful. But that's not that doesn't define who the person is, and therefore chasidus doesn't speak about it. Very rarely speaks about it, and certainly does not emphasize these shortcomings. These problems with the machine. V'alkopan lo derech bi'ikari. It's not certainly the ikka. It's not emphasized as the ikka. It's only that it's discussed in the context of how we could use the koiches hanefesh and the koiches haneshama to completely, completely wash away any of those deficiencies, those problems, and those faults. But not to stay focused on talking about the problems. That's not in the way of Chassidus. That's what I was talking about here in Shul a little bit on Shabbos Chazayim. It's the same thing we're talking about boys. It's the same thing with girls. If all a girl hears growing up when she's being told what sneeze is that she's this type of a certain type of a chaya that the zecharim that the males can't deal with, but she's a certain kind of a chaya, and if she does this, or she uncovers this, or she uncovers that, that she's machir of the whole world, and she's causing this problem and that problem, and then it comes with all the psukim and all the chazals and different things to put all of that package together. And with that, we expect it to be an ishet snua, to grow up to be a tznizdika woman. So it works with some, but it's not doing so great. I think we all know it's not working so well. There's another mahalach. The other mahalach is stop talking about the parts of the woman that are showing. Stop talking about her figure and her body and her sleeves and her stockings. Talk about who she is be'etzem. And when she understands what a Jewish woman is, mimela, she's going to want to treat herself in a different way. Not because of the chayas and the behemoths that are looking at her. That's something else. But because of who she is, be'etzem. How long can a girl hear that you have to be uncomfortable, you have to be hot, you have to wear a shmat on your head or something, because all the men are behemoths and chayas. And they don't understand this at all. How long can they go on with that? Over and over and over, what sneeze is. That's not what sneeze is at all. That's only the outcome of sneeze. Sneeze is an understanding of the neshama. It's an understanding of Elokus. It's a relationship with God. And when you have that relationship, you don't have to have 1,000 speeches about a half an inch here, or that when you sit down, your knees are showing or they're not showing. All of that is a very seichel. It's all a losing proposition. That's what we're going through. So it's officially from walk around in any of our places on a Shabbos, I'm not talking about during the week, and see how tsanua everybody is. I'm sorry to talk about it. How sneezedic everything is. Why? Because it's the same game, about an inch here, an inch there, because that's all sneeze is. It has nothing to do with elokus. It has nothing to do with a person feeling an awareness of Hashem Yisbarach in my life, of Shevisa Hashem Nehav Yisamet, of who I am and what Kedusha is, and having a hergish for Kedusha. If a person is in that way, so then mimela, all of those things are not a problem of how to dress. That's the outcome of tznias. But guaranteed, 99.9% of our girls think that tznias is how you dress. It's absolutely not true. Tznias is a question of how you look at yourself, who you are, be'etzim, and whether you have a relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu or not. If you live in the life of Shevisa Hashem Lenegdi Sonim, if you live with that feeling of the Baruch Shalom being with you every second of your life, that will engender a certain type of dress and a certain type of speech and a certain way of behaving. That's all. But if you don't think about that for a minute, and you couldn't, and you have no shaychis to God, and you have no shaychis to the Neshama, you have no shaychis to Elokus, to anything like that, then it's just a matter of what can I get away with? What can I get away with? Then it's that game of inches and centimeters and this and that and the whole business. That's all. It's not anything real. It's just a game. And that's why it's a very, very, there's a tremendous amount of bitterness that a lot of the girls feel. And I've heard this from women years after they were in school and years after they were in seminary, that bitterness about being told this and being told that. I had enough of this stuff already. And then they go to speech. And they go to some speech, and some man gets up and says about how they want to know why everybody's dying. You want to know why all these stars is because of the women. Shkayach, that's going to help now. So we're going to frighten and intimidate the girls into pulling their skirts down a little bit when they sit. So it's a losing battle. That's not what sneis is. It's to have a hergish for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and to have a hergish for the neshama, and to understand what does it mean to be a Jew. So say, talk to me about what it means to be Jews. That's dimyonis. Don't give me this dimyonis. The neshama. Okay, come on. We're talking about stockings, about dresses. We're talking about sleeves. We're talking about shekels. We're talking about tichels. We're not talking about the neshama. Okay, and then we see the results. That's the result. Al pi, the last thing I've done on the page. Al pi chasidus, madgishim es mailus ha'adam yisro. The way of chasidus is to emphasize the mailus of a yisrael, of a Jew. Shumitzar adam ha'oid b'tzarosu shel chaveiro. You want to know what a Jew really is? What a real Jew is not the one that killed Levi. A real Jew are all the Jews that went around looking for him. Right? That's a Jew. All the Jews that davened for him. All the Jews that cried. All the Jews that are still crying with his parents. That's what a Jew is. Not the one malfunctioning person that did such a thing. That's an aberration. That's a sickness. A real Jew. The real Jews were the ones that were crying and running and looking. That's a real Jew. A real Jew is mitzvah ad moedim tzozoch. He's not happy when he gets a Yerusha that the uncle died. So he says, I tell you I'm because it makes him happy. Because be'emes, he's happy that his uncle died. I can't tell you how many Torahs we heard like this. So you look at yourself, you say, oh, I guess I'm no better than the guy in that story. I guess I'm no better than him. And then he sees in himself takel selfishness. And he says, I'm no better than that person. And no one's going to introduce him to his neshama. That's why everybody, what do you think everybody gets so crazy excited when they had this? So now all this achdus and unity, everybody loves each other, and everybody did this, everybody went around looking. Because they feel good, because they did something good. And they see in themselves that they're really good, and they're not selfish. And on a regular day, many of the same people that are running around trying to find the kid, they feel like they're empty and worthless and selfish. But then they say, you know, I'm not so selfish. I really felt good about trying to help. I felt good. Ah. Why? Because they came into contact with the etzem of who they are. Anytime you and I do something nice, we do something right, we do something that's good, we feel good. Because we're coming into contact with the essence of who we are. When we do something that's not nice, we don't feel good. Because that's the goof. And that's not the essence. That's not who we are. And when you do something that's out of character, you don't feel good about it. You don't feel good. But sorry, this is all kovim him low. The truth is that a Jew is pained by hearing bad news about anything that's bad. Of course, we feel pain. Umatzivim also vios and causes sadness. Next page 12. So you can say to the guy, come on, what are you fooling yourself? You feel so bad. I saw you crying a little bit. You shed a little bit of a tear over what happened. Well, you're such a big balmadrega. Come on. By tonight you're going to forget about this thing. You'll be back to all your Irish guy. And you hear that often enough and you wonder who you are. And you ask. And you come to the conclusion, I'm talking, what kind of a person am I? In the morning I'm crying over what happened. And then I'm pushing online to get something that's on sale in the store, and who thinks what? I don't. So who am I? Am I the person who spent a few minutes crying over the child that died, or am I the person that's pushing online? And how could that be that an hour later I'm the same? What is it with me? Who am I? It's a big question. Especially young people are always asking themselves that question, even though they don't say it. Who am I? Who am I? So that Balmusa was saying, you're a behemoth. You're worse than a behemoth. A behemoth would have more, would be sadder about the other elephant that died than you are about your uncle. Look, you're so happy that you got the Yerusha, you made a bracha toiva meitiv. So you come to a conclusion that I'm a behemoth. That's all. And how does a behemoth talk? How does a behemoth dress? How does a behemoth act? Okay. And what happens if you're an Orthodox behemoth? There's a special way that Orthodox behemoths act. So I have to tell you what that means. The same silly jokes. Going to a shul, they have on Shabbos the same people that are making the same cracks for 30 years. When someone makes something mistaken landing, or someone had a kid and they have to go kiddish, and it's the same people, the same 30 years, the same jokes, and the same people that are laughing at those same jokes. What is it? In the Orthodox, it's not a shaykhis telokus, because they a long time ago came to the conclusion that they're behemoths. Despite that, we have, according to Chassidus, really bad sin, I'm brokenhearted over my relative. And in this dark moment of my life, that Hashem Yisbarach has shed has shared some light with me to try to have something that I could perhaps make it easier for my family or for other Jews by giving them tzedakah. For that there could be a teva meitiv. Not that inside of me I'm happy that my relative died. That's not the thing. Yeah, the Hashem's Baruch did something good for me. He didn't do so. It's not, the good is not that the relative died. That's chaval. That's terrible. I wish that never would have happened. And I'm marching all the money in the world to have that relative back. That's the truth of what a Jew is. Even if he might have a little bit of a crazy thing to say, wow, $5 million. But that's not who he is. That's a little selfishness. Okay. But the difference is that Bal Musa he's talking about said, thus is the mensch. Thus is a man. Look what a person is. Look what a person is. Look what he could stoop to. Because he had this selfish, we all have a little bit funny self, but that is who you are. That selfishness is who you are. Chassidus says, Chas v'chalila. Who are you? You're a Jew that cries over any other Jew that has the slightest pain, that has a hangnail. It bothers you. Do you have a little bit of an inyan sometimes that you could be a little bit selfish? Okay. So let's try to take the elokus, what's holy and what's good about you, and let's try to build that up. And then mainly you'll find that the selfishness gets less and less and less. That's all. Hayesh Chasibus Negis Dodias Al Shadov is a koi from Mitzairos. They'll come and they'll say, ah, you know why you're all upset about, like I remember, I'll give you an example of another. There's a Vart that's from one of the Bali Musa. He asked, not that there is, of course there's truth to all of this, but it's just a touch of a person. He asked, why is it you see an interesting thing? That the Bachrim, they dance so hard, they dance so strong by chasmas. But the second the guy gets married, it's like, it's not the same kind of dance. So even though he's only, let's say, 2 weeks older, you can't say that he's 50, 60 years old, so he can't dance like that. No, so why is it? You see the Bachrim, the dancing. Mashani came once the guys get married. So this Bal Musa said, Avart, what's the Avart? Because as long as he was a Bachrim, he had a cheshbon that they should dance at my chas and they should dance in my chasen. So I'm going to put on the best show that I can so I have a leibedik chasen myself. So by me it should be leibedik. Once he's already married, what do I have to do for him? What do I get out of this? I can get home in 45 minutes and get out of here and finish. I'll make a whole week good. Is there some truth to that? Maybe there's some truth to it. But it's terrible. It's a terrible vart. And if you begin to look at yourself in that way, and you see, because you always find evidence in yourself. When you hear bad stuff, you'll say, yeah, that's stuck in me. You know, that's stuck in me. Oh, I'm like that. And you begin to look at yourself as such a person. And then we talk about tikkun amidus. You shouldn't be a balkas. You shouldn't have kinna. You shouldn't have not taiva, not covet. What do you mean, a person like me? I'm a baltaiva, I'm a balkinna, I'm a balgaiva. I'm that guy. I'm the guy that likes to finish up and not to dance because I don't get anything out of this dance anymore, so why should I dance? I'm that guy. I'm the guy that happy they got the Yusha, the Delta. I'm that guy. Do we all have a little bit possible something like that? Okay. But that's not the etzim of who we are. That's not the message. But the message that many are getting is the first way. And it worked for many, many years because of many reasons it's not important to go into right now. It worked not. It's already been a long time since it's really been working, but nowadays, it doesn't work at all. It doesn't work at all. Only with some who are very, very delicate, who have a very delicate nature, and sometimes, but mostly it doesn't work. In this way, it doesn't work. On the Mza'ino. So you're telling the guy, I know why you said, you're upset because you have some ulterior motive. The reason that you're so sad about that tragedy that you heard about is because somehow it affects you in this way or that way. You know, there was a tsunami over there, and were you upset? Yeah, sure, because isn't it true that you bought some stock, and that stock has a factory over there in that part of the world, so you're worried that maybe your stock isn't going down. That's why you're crying. That's why you're crying over the tsunami. She says, no, I really thought, I was sad. I saw human beings, I saw that they got swept away and they got killed, and families and children and parents. That bothers me. Get out, do me a taiva. That's what you're upset about. You've said about a couple of Asians getting thrown into the ocean. Come on. Tell the truth. I'm telling you the truth. You don't have some stock in the... No, I'm telling you the truth. It bothers me. you can have discussions like this. You wouldn't believe the kind of discussions people have. I don't know if you've ever had these discussions. That if a person has something that's tayiv in him, it's almost like they don't believe it. How could that be? That you just want to do, why do you want to do this thing? Because it's good, it's the right thing to do. I don't believe it. But you have to be trained for many, many years to come to such a pessimistic way of looking at yourself and looking at other people. And you have to look at yourself in that way to see other people in such a negative way. So don't talk Lashon Hara, don't talk Lashon Hara. You don't look at them any differently, you look at yourself. You think of yourself as a behemoth, you look at other people's behemoths. Why shouldn't you say Lashon Hara about a behemoth? You yourself look at yourself as being a horrible person. So why shouldn't you look at another person being a horrible person? So why can't I say something bad about a horrible person? What do you mean? Who told you that person's horrible? Do me a favor. I know this, I knew this, I saw this, I heard that. So now we have the anti-Lashon Hara patrol. Lashon Hara is bad. It's bad, it's terrible, it's destroying the world. But why do we want to speak Lashon Hara? Why do you want to say something bad about a Jew? The Torah says, because you see bad in the Jew. But there's a million times more good in the Jew. Why do you see the bad? The Schlechts, that's what you see. Because that's what you were taught from the time that you're in the world. That's what you taught is the most important thing. The Gashmius, the physical. That's the most important thing. There is something that's not right in that person. That's the Magushim Dika part of that person. Is that the person? No, person. But you don't see the Toiv in the person. The Toiv is a million times more. The Toiv is who the person really is. That thing that he is doing, the way that he's acting, why are you speaking about it? Because you also look at it. That's what you're stuck on. Because that's what you're obsessed with, the bid. You're obsessed with the physical. You're obsessed with the bid. That's what you talk about it day and night. So even though you do see in yourself certain things that are selfish and not so good, but you have to know that ba'omek nafsho, in the depths of who you are, in the essence of who we are, in that place, in the Shmos Bavada, Sheishlo Midazu, Mida Toiva, meaning the Mida of what? The Mida of caring about another Jew, the Mida of hurting over the pain of another Jew. Umida Toiva Zu Sheishbo, Ishum, Mitzar, Bitzaris Yisrael, Hu Harbe Yesar, Mitis, Mahamida Sheishbo, Shein, Mitzar, and Mida that you and I have of feeling bad for other Jews who are going through difficulties, that's infinitely stronger than that selfish part of us that doesn't care about people who go through difficulties. In everything in Avodas Hashem, in everything, in Midas, in Torah, in Tefillah, the emphasis in Chassidus was always on the Chelek HaTov, that Chelek HaTov, which is Gonus Ba'adam, which is hidden in each and every one of us. And all the Gedolei Chassidus taught us to believe in that Tov inside each and every one of us. And therefore the Ikar Avodah was always to bring out that and to emphasize and to highlight that Toiv. Because that's the true essence of a person. That's not making up stories. That's not playing a game. That's really what a person is. Toiv. Therefore that's what you should be busy with. And the chinuch has to be in this way. Lios ben aliyah, that we have to learn how to be b'nei aliyah, to be people who are greater people. Adam Merumi, I said, to be higher and greater people. So Mimele, we're not going to want to do those things. Mimele, we're not going to want to talk a certain way and dress a certain way and act a certain way and think a certain way. Because we appreciate that we're different, that we're greater. Kiyochel Adam, Lavid Viliyas Oved Hashem Gadol. A person can be an Oved Hashem. But he's still missing this koach of being a ben aliyah. Because he did not teach himself, he did not educate himself, and he was not taught this way that we're learning. That's why on Shavuos Hashem gave us the Torah. Before he gave us the Torah, he said, Atem tili mamlechas kahana v'goy kodesh. He said, you know who I'm giving the Torah to? I'm not giving the Torah to a bunch of behemoths. that are running around with yarmulkes or with strimals. I'm giving the Torah to a melachas kahana v'goy kodesh, to a holy nation, a nation of priests. That's what I'm giving the Torah to. The reason I'm giving it to you is because you're such people and you could do this. And this completely fits who you are.
That's what the whole Yadiv of Shuas, that's what Kabbalah's Torah is all about.
That has to be the Ikar of Vaidis Odom, Befrat, and especially Bizman Azeh.
Harizet Dover Nochutz Biyosef, that's especially crucial now. Ki Ayom Shorer Ba'olam Ruach Yeyush, because right now we're living in a time where there's a terrible Ruach of despair, of Yeyush, total Yeyush. Where the world at large has given up on human beings as being Bali Madrega. Not just Jews. Human beings are not Bali Madrega. Human beings are not higher than animals. Ulahan Michas Adam is on the Shoma Shabo. Everything now in the world is to see human being as something very low.
Not in the Shoma, it's in the Shoma.
And to pull a person away from anything that is more refined and more holy and that's greater. So a person comes and says, look, what am I going to fool myself? I'm going to close my eyes when singing Shalom Aleichem by the Shabbos table. I don't really feel Shabbos. What am I playing this game?
I'm an honest person. Like a lot of the Muslims say, you got to be honest.
So what is it? I don't feel anything from the Shabbos. So now I shouldn't close my eyes and I shouldn't sing. Why should I even sing Shalom Aleichem? So I'll mutter Shalom Aleichem because I have to. And then at some point, I'm not going to say it at all.
God forbid to think such a way. That I'm not such a person. I don't feel any Kedusha Shabbos. Therefore, what am I playing this game of singing his mirrors and closing my eyes and making a whole big Shabbos? What am I playing this game? Chas v'chalila.
We're imitating ourselves. In other words, we're trying to get to ourselves. That's who we really are. Shabbos.
Oz nishalai say.
So we ask the person, Mahu apayil yaisah shel cheshbon zeh? What do you gain by this truth that you now connected to? The truth is that you don't really feel Shabbos. The truth is you have no connection to Zemirs. The truth is you'd be just as happy if it'd be Sunday and you could be playing ball somewhere. So don't play this game. So you have this truth now. Ah, you're an Ish Emes. So let's ask this person, this Emesdik person. What Lamaisa comes out from this Cheshbon, this true Cheshbon that you came to? That you're worthless, empty, and you don't have anything but Shabbos.
Ubekar sha'at the kivyochel oimid on the Kudus Emes Shabbat, that you kivyochel came to the Nekudus Emes of who you are. You're not going to close your eyes. You're not going to sing Shalom Aleichem because you're not holding by that. That's how they use the term in the yeshivas. You're not holding by that.
So what do you have from this emes? This new emes, which is not the emes, chas v'shalom. The emes is in this pnimius, is of course Shabbos. But this level of emes that you reached, so what is it? How does that help you in your life now? Is that going to make you into a bigger Eved Hashem? Now that you came to the big truth that you really couldn't care less if it was Shabbos. That's the truth. You're an honest person. You're not, they'll say, no, I'm not a hypocrite. So you're not a hypocrite. You're an Ish Emes. No. So what did you get from your Emes?
I'm an Emes like a person. I don't care about other people. I don't care about that. I don't cry. I don't feel the other people's pain.
So what does that Emes bring you? But that's what the world is all about now. That's why in our times it became such a big thing. You have to be who you really are, and everything honest, with all this honesty and so on. Everybody's fine in honesty for who you are and for what you are. There's no madrega to reach. There's no sheifas for something greater. It's always, whatever, that's it. That's all there is.
V'zeh she'en chamargish, another minute, just finish this paragraph. V'zeh she'en chamargish ba'atzmach ha'kedusha Shabbos gerem lecha she'tesar yois la'avayda.
The fact that you've come to this truth, that you don't feel the inspiration of Shabbos, that's going to help you to become a better Eved Hashem, this truth.
But if you continue to sing, and you continue to try, and you continue to close your eyes, and you believe with all of your heart that inside of me I have this, but I'm begging you, Hashem, to help me feel this in my life. I'm asking you to give me
to give me help to feel the Kedusha of Shabbos. And therefore I'm going to run to Tzaddikim and to be Shabbos and to see and to try harder to bring out the Shabbos that's inside of me. That's what Hashem is Baruch wants. That's the Derech HaBaal Shem Tov. V'teilech l'tzaddikim l'shol ba'atzosim v'lahazkir es'atzmecha shetizke l'hargis Kedusha Shabbos. Hine machein zeu ha'poil yoytzei shebechesh b'nefesh zeh l'nucha loyim eloi dover. If he'll somehow use this critique of himself to bring him to more of a Shabbos, that would be one thing. But that's not generally what's happening. Generally, what's happening is I have no shachis to Shabbos. So what's the point? We'll finish next week.